الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of a speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with a number of poets and experts in Persian literature in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on Wednesday, April 5, 2023. The meeting took place on the eve of the auspicious birth anniversary of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. I believe that the onslaught that took place during the time of the Mongols is being repeated today. Of course, the onslaught by these new Mongols, enemies, the smartly dressed, perfumed ones, is different from the type of those Mongols. But it is an onslaught. It is an onslaught against us. What kind of onslaught? Well, we have felt it ourselves. That is how they are. Now, about the famine of the country, that was something that should be discussed separately. That was another form of onslaught. Furthermore, they use thousands of different forms of media to promote lies, rumors, deviations, and things of that sort. There is currently a diverse set of attacks and onslaughts going on, including military attacks and economic attacks. And they are using hard warfare and soft warfare.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Their attacks are in all shapes and forms. So what is the role of a poet here? This is what I'm trying to say. Our poets have shined in periods of time. They did what they needed to do. The enemy's goal today is to take away our strengths in thought and understanding. We seek independence, so they aim to weaken our spirit. We want to stand up to Western tyranny, so they aim to weaken our spirit. They want us to waver. They wish to weaken our Islamic thought and the Islamic knowledge that we have. They want to weaken our Islamic practices, our national unity, and our women's religiosity and modesty. All of these things are a part of the spiritual needs of a nation and a country. These are what they are pursuing. Now, one of the women here read a poem regarding women, and it was very good. We need to see more of these things. There should be much of this. What I want to say is that the West feels no pity for Iranian women, nor do they respect their rights. Rather, they hold a grudge against Iranian women.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.